Okie dokie. Now, as pieces of musical history, we have two people who actually were on the recording of White Sport Coat and a Pink Crustacean, who are still in the band. Do you know who? I'll give you a clue. Mr. Michael Utley was, I spent a long time recruiting him and stealing him from Chris Gustafson. And back then, it was okay because he was drinking back then, and it was much easier to steal him in those days. I'm not sure I'd have had that much luck this time now. And then, we went to Nashville. I was living in Key West, and not much was happening. I was working on a fishing boat and playing Howie's Lounge on Duval Street. And my old manager, Don Light, God rest his soul, called me and said, "There are these guys that want to do a record deal." I went, "Really?" And so, White Sport Boat Pre-Crustacean in Nashville, they still hadn't figured me out yet. And back then, they really didn't know what I was doing. And so I said, "Well, I'll come up." And so I actually got a check, which meant you were an indentured servant to the record company. But I took half of it and bought a boat because that was my insurance policy. I figured, you know, this thing may not work out, but I can buy a boat, I can sing, I can cook, and I can do okay. And then the other we spent on the album, which we made in 3 days, at Glazer Studios. A day and a half. Well, thank you, Mr. Utley. I had to do vocals. I had to do some polishing after you, but tracks we did in a day and a half. Yes, and then that's where we were introduced to, as you know, doilies. We got any doilies out there? We got some doilies out there. Mr. Dog Gresham has been on every record we ever done. Don't stand up, Doyle. No, do not stand up. You're good there. And of course, along the way, these little elves all tripped into here. So it's a happy group of musicians on here now on this stage. So, and you know, I was down here writing, went to Nashville and did that record. And I'll get into some other fun stories later. But this was written out on Stock Island at the Islander Drive-In Theater when it was a growing concern. And there were two really hot spots there. There was the Airport Bar, which opened at 5 a.m., which is typical Key West. Come on. And then they had it timed right because nothing ever really closed downtown. So you could go to the Boca Chica, which stayed open until 5. And then you could go to the Airport Bar, which opened at 5. There was a logic to this place that defies description. So, yes, I've made a musical journey several times. And then in between there was the Islander Drive-In Theater, where God knows what went on in that parking lot, you know. The floorboards of hell were in the bathroom at that place. So this is a little song called Grapefruit, Juicy Fruit, for anybody who was lucky enough to go to the Islander in those days.
Never ever leave.
chucking down the street. Sure, but I believe in a little while. So close your eyes and I'll be back real soon. Long live the Islander, yeah!